Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell back with Carver High on a late Tuesday night in New York. So I'm watching the Celtics up 50-49 on the Warriors. Steph putting on a dribbling show right now, but not getting anywhere with it. They're down one, under a minute left in the second. And, you know, I was just thinking for a second about the that Chris Archer story he told me about today on Coast to Coast. That guy, honestly, I just can't even fathom that you told me that Chris Archer signed a one-year deal with the Tampa Rays to go back to that team that he did so well with, that he was so incredible with. Now, I don't blame him for wanting to go back where he, you know, started and where he was good, right? Fair enough. So I don't have an issue with that. What I have an issue with is that, I mean, he sucked so bad in Pittsburgh. I mean, he was the worst player they've ever, I think, that they've ever, acquired. I mean, do you realize what they gave up to get that guy? I know you know because you were watching the World Series last year, right? With the Pirates team that played the Dodgers in the World Series. I mean, Glasnow, are you kidding me? They gave up the house to get that bum.
Glasnow and Meadows.
They gave up the world to get Chris Archer, and he was just absolutely effing worthless in Pittsburgh.
He made 33 starts for the Pirates. He went 6-12 with a 4.92 ERA in those 33 starts for the Pirates. I mean, that's
33 starts. Like, honestly, he was so bad. That would be the greatest trivia question ever for Pirate fans, because no one could ever figure out that he actually pitched 33 games for them. Because all I remember about him was, A, he never won. B, he never pitched. Like, he was just always injured, right? And just worthless. Am I wrong? And then you're telling me he went 6-12 and 33 starts. 33 starts. How long was he in Pittsburgh? Do you even know? How many seasons?
One, let me check.
Two? It was the worst. I cannot believe that guy is
2018.
Going back.
So it was the middle. It was around the trade deadline. It was the middle of the season in 18. So half a season, and then 19, and then this short, you know. So really, it was 2 years, maybe like a season and a half total.
So a season and a half, because he didn't pitch at all when they played the short season.
Yeah, he didn't pitch at all this season.
He opted out. What an absolute buzzkill and bum. I don't care what anybody thinks. That guy, honest to God. Oh, my God. I hope his arm falls off. Literally falls off. And, you know, like a, what is that, like Walking Dead show? That, can we do the, Can we do a Walking Dead reference? I welcome in all of our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, 204, what up? And Mightier 1090 in San Diego, riding a surf down in La Jolla Shores, what up? And then Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline USA, and Armed Forces Radio. What's gigging? It's Pharrell with Carver High on a bench on Sports Grid Radio. So, Walking Dead, don't they, like, walk around zombies and everything, like, missing body parts? Like, arms hanging off? People eating each other? Isn't there some cannibalism going on there?
I think so. I've never seen the show, but I'm pretty sure that that's what goes on in it.
Okay. I'm certain that's what goes on in it. There's people trying to survive, and then there's other people trying to eat them. And that's what I hope happens to Chris Archer. I hope that he's eaten by others and that his arm falls off and then he walks around on a TV series with one arm. And then all that's hanging is like, you know, ligaments and muscle like torn in half, hanging from his open socket of his arm. Miserable. Have you ever, like, I know in my lifetime, I used to have, and you know, you remember Ozzy? Remember Ozzy, the sports junkie, the guy in Tampa?
Yeah, of course. Love Oz.
Ozzy used to, Shabin, as I like to refer to him. My boy Shabin used to constantly, I mean, it never ended, this guy, with his talk of every player that played for the Cubs in their history ended up going and winning a World Series somewhere else until, you know, they finally won a World Series, right? So his entire life, this guy's like my age, 55, whatever, and he used to always cry about, oh, that guy was such a hack with the Cubs, and then he went and won a World Series. Every guy that ever played for the Cubs went somewhere else and won a World Series. Now I have the same problem. I got guys like Chris Archer, who's been nothing but a bum in Pittsburgh, that hack-ass loser. And now he'll go back to Tampa and watch him win a ring with Kevin Cash, the guy that yanked Snell out of Game 6, Game 7, whatever the hell it was. So Fred VanVleet tonight had himself a game. He entered the NBA as an undrafted free agent out of Wichita State. And then he became the franchise's all-time record holder for points scored in a game, surpassing the 52 spot that DeRozan put up back in the day. Tonight, VanVleet, 54 points on 17 of 23 shooting from the field and 11 threes in 37 minutes. He was 9 of 9 at the free throw line and had 3 rebounds and had 2 dimes. 54 points. Set a record for most points scored in a game by an undrafted player.
He is on fire.
Topping Moses Malone's 53 points. He hadn't scored more than 35 points in a single game this year, until nearly doubling that tonight. He did it against the Magic. A team allowing 111 per game is even more impressive. I cannot believe that. Orlando was getting 6 at home, and I was all over that. And then this guy drops 54 on their ass.
We're going streaking!
And then after the game, that was Fred, I think, you know, they were in Orlando and they went streaking. It
did, we're going streaking!
Did not go over well with the security at the park, or at least in near the park. They were in near the hotels. I forget what that place is called in Orlando. What do I know? There's a place where everyone parties, like near Disney World. There's actually
that,
like
that a, everyone parties.
Yeah, it's like a downtown place with bars and.
Is this
shops.
in Disney World you're talking about?
No, it's like near Disney World. You know what I mean? Like some people go, you can walk around Disney World and hit all the restaurants, and you can hit all the, you know, there's so many things you can do in the parks, right? But this is actually in like, you know, I think in like downtown Orlando somewhere. It's like a, you know, it's even like San Diego with a gas lamp. They got this area in Orlando where everybody parties and shops and boozes and drinks and, you know, goes out and parties. So maybe that's where they went streaking.
Millions and millions of people, like in a normal time, obviously not in the last year, go to Orlando to vacation, and probably 75% of them don't even know or have been near the place that you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. It exists. But they're so focused on, you know, getting to the mouse or getting to those other things, they never see what else Orlando has to offer. And there is a nice little downtown area.
There actually is. And it's different than, like, the park. You go, you know, there's so many parks there and, you know, Epcot and all this other stuff.
Yeah. But,
you know, when you're there, like, I just have to be honest. You know, I've made fun of it before on podcasts and stuff, how you spend $5,000 there and 2 hours standing in line.
You don't got to tell me.
All I know is it's the most expensive place on earth. And you go there and all you do is money just flies out of your pockets. And then you stand in line for 8-10 hours, like every day you're there. All you do is stand in line. I want to kill myself. So here's the deal. Most people party.
Show me the money!
Most people just party at the resorts and at the parks. And they spend just exorbitant amounts of money doing it. And then the smart people actually go to party in this downtown, whatever it's called. I'm sure if I look it up, I'll find it. And it's a cool place you can go and eat and party. And you can actually like normal money. You're not going to sit there and drop the, you know, $15 for a Coke, $25 for a beer. Do they even serve beer at the we serve beer on the bench.
No, they do. They actually, I'll tell you this about Disney. And now I haven't been there. Man, we went there last time before the baby. We wanted to go once, you know, before we had kids. And it had started to really crank up. Like, they used to not be able to buy beers in the Magic Kingdom and things like this.
Right.
But now you can find spots all over the place. I mean, they are just, they're passing out. They realize, like, the parents, they need to get lit. So they're passing out beers. Now, listen, like you said, you're paying for it. I mean, bring your wallet. I mean, you're going to pay for those beers, but they do now want to quench the thirst. Yeah, you know, they're selling tall boys, you know, a Corona in there. You know, they got all sorts of things happening.
Yeah, and then, you know, the bottom line is, I think it's, you know, isn't it, like, super expensive?
Everything. Is it super expensive? They charge you to go to the bathroom in that place. I mean, honestly, everything is super expensive.
That's not my point. My point is, you went down there with Hot Nicole, right? And no kids.
So, no kids.
I really wanted to say, because I was looking up this place and I wasn't paying attention to what I was saying. What I meant to say was, you're going to still have to go there with Olivia and the new kid that you're having. Aren't you having this kid this month?
Within the next 4 weeks, I would say, yeah. She'd do March 6th. Okay. She ain't making it to March 6th. So.
Okay, so in the next 3 or 4 weeks, you're having another kid, and at some point, you're going to have to take those kids to Disney World. Is that about right? I mean, that's just automatic. There's
Listen,
no way you
Olivia,
can raise kids in this world and not go to Disney World.
Olivia has already brought it up several hundred times. She sees the commercial on TV. She sees all, you know, it trust me, this is all already in motion. But, and you know what? If we didn't have what just went on the last year, my guess is we probably would have tried to take her before the baby, you know, because now it's like another, can't bring a newborn there. There's absolutely no way. I won't allow it. So we got to wait now at least another year and a half before we can take her there.
Oh, well, yeah, because of you can't take a newborn there. But here's the deal.
No way.
When you go there, at some level, you're going to end up back there. That's automatic.
Oh,
I was watching that commercial tonight, and I said to myself, here's Illinois. with 2 minutes left, missing a three, 66 all with Indiana in Bloomington, 2 minutes left. So I was watching a commercial tonight for Disney, and I said to myself, I was sitting there by myself watching the Nets, and I was watching the Baylor game, and I said to myself, thank effing God I never have to go to that place again as long as I live. Because I went, I've been to Disney World 10 times, but I went to Disneyland 10 times too. So I've spent at least 30 grand at those two parks over the years.
Never say never, because listen, 15 years from now or 20 years from now, you could be going as, Grandpa Pharrell. You have no idea. You could be, you might be hitching on with, the grandkids going down there. You never know. You never know.
No. What's going to happen there is the kids, the grandkids at some point, let's say Gunner has kids or Chop has kids, then they're going to want Grandpa Pharrell to take them to Disney, and then Grandma and the wife or my son or my daughter are going to have to just tell the kids flat out, Grandpa Pharrell will drop dead at the park if he has to stand in line for more than 4 hours. He'll drop dead. He'll have a massive heart attack and drop dead right at the park, and we can't have it. We just can't have Uncle Futrelli collapsing and dying at Disney World when he, for years, used to go on the radio and television and tell Carver High, for years he told him that he would never go again. Then you lure him down there with some kind of grandpa BS, and I drop dead in the 98-degree humidity and heat, and I'm with some little snot-nosed grandkids I don't care about. I mean, come on. I'm not going. I've already spent 30 grand here. Every time I go, I was in San Diego surfing, right? And I'm chilling the most. I got it all going. Speedy Weedy was delivering right to the resort. I had it all going. And then the next thing I know, I got Chop saying, let's go to Disneyland tomorrow. Then she got 34C in on it. Then Gunner got in on it. Next thing you know, I spent 5 grand in 4 hours. And I had to drive 2 hours to that stupid-ass Anaheim. I wanted to kill myself. I think it's the Church Street District, Carver High in downtown Orlando, where they have all the bars and restaurants. I could be wrong, but I know that there's a lot of things. The Wall Street Plaza, the Universal City Walk, there's all kinds of action there. I remember they tried to lure me down there one night when I was on vacation there. The funny thing was, like, this is back in the day when my kids were little and I had, I still partied, right? And so my producer, Compton, have you ever heard of him? Compton used to work with us, and he became like a television director. He started making TV shows. He's done 70 TV shows.
Is he the weather guy? Did something with weather? No, maybe that was somebody
he's
else.
Done, yeah, no, he's done everything. He's done every show, Discovery Channel shows, MTV show. He's done everything. He produced Howard TV, did everything. But then he made all these shows, DIY, whatever, do it yourself. All these shows, he's been on everything. Anyway, Compton's really cool. Cliff Crumpton's his name. And he came over to this resort that I was staying in, and let's just say we never made it to downtown Orlando. I didn't need to leave the resort because I had a cooler filled with beer and rum. I had bottles of rum stuffed in ice, and I had about 80 beers, and I had a couple of thumbs. And I remember sitting out on this deck in this fancy suite I had. I had this gigantic suite, like 3-bedroom suite. And my family was in the, we all went to dinner and everything was normal. We went to dinner and everything was normal. Everybody was having a good time. Everyone had a great dinner, a steak, whatever. And then the minute dinner was over, my kids went running back to the room. Wife said, I've had it with you two. Go ahead and have fun. Go party. Do whatever you got to do. Go to a strip club, whatever you're going to do. Go downtown. Do whatever you got to do. We never made it out of the room. We went to the room. We're like, let's just go to the room real quick, go to the bathroom, and then we'll leave. We went out on the deck, and then I opened up this cooler that I had just filled with beer and rum. And I remember Compton and I sitting on this deck and smoking thumbs and drinking like the entire cooler filled with beer and rum. And we both passed out like in chairs out on the deck and woke up in the morning with like sunburn on the side of our face and covered in sweat. Palm tree leaves and coconuts. We got hammered. Tie game with no time left. It looks like they're going to overtime. Anyway, I don't know what just happened. I know that there's 0.5 left on the clock, and I think I have to see this play. They had the last shot, Illinois. They got the big center, got the shot off, missed. Indiana got the rebound, called timeout. So they actually have a chance, but they're not going to score. They got to go the length of the court in 0.5 to get a shot off. So I don't even know why they called timeout, because there's no way they're going to score from under the basket, the other end, with 0.5 left. They'll throw the ball in and the clock will end.
Anything can happen.
I don't know what they're doing right now. They're just over there reviewing the play or something. There's no way they're calling a foul or anything else. Guy missed the shot, a 15-footer, and Indiana got the rebound. It's tied at 68. I said to you today that this game and this week for Indiana, their season's on the line, because they had, you know, let's face facts. They're average to begin with, right? But the thing I want to show you is that, you know, when I was talking about it today, they had to do well against this team tonight, Illinois, because they're highly ranked. And Indiana, for their sake, you go back to January, they lost to Rutgers in Bloomington. They beat Iowa, which is their big win. They got their ass beat by Purdue. They beat Nebraska. They got beat by Wisconsin. They beat Maryland. That was in January. Now in February, they're tied with the 12th ranked team in the country right now. Sunday, they play Iowa in Bloomington. They won in Iowa City, which is stunning. Then they play at Northwestern next week. And next Saturday, a week from this Saturday, they're in Columbus against Ohio State. That's just the brunt of it. They still have several other games. Minnesota, Michigan State, Rutgers, at Rutgers at the rack, and Michigan in Bloomington. So those are all the games they have left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I believe, in February. And in March, they have one game. They play at Purdue at Mackey. So here's my point. When you play Illinois and Iowa and Ohio State in three of your next four, Carver High, if they don't win a couple of those games, like tonight against Illinois, and if they were to upset Iowa again in Bloomington, which I don't believe they'll do it again, but if they do it again, then you're talking about, in my opinion, Indiana gets into the NCAA tournament. You beat Iowa and Illinois. You beat Iowa twice in Illinois. You're going to the tournament.
Yeah.
You know, they have a winning record, and they battled in a great conference, and they beat the best team in the conference if they beat them again, beat them twice, and beat Illinois. Now, if you do that, in my opinion, you can't even argue with me. And then how about this? What if they go to Columbus and beat Ohio State, which they won't? They'll get whacked. What if they beat Michigan, the fourth-ranked team in the country, in Bloomington on the 27th of February? And what, hypothetically, if they went to Mackey in West Lafayette and upset Purdue in the last game of the year in March, early March, if they win any of those games they're in? Because they're all against ranked teams except Purdue.
Look, they've got one in the kitty already by winning it at Iowa, right? Like, if they need to get this one tonight, you're here. It's in overtime. You're not going to get a better shot than this. You've got to beat Illinois in this game tonight, and then pick off a couple of those other ones that you're talking about. I don't think they're going to beat Iowa twice. That's pretty hard to do. It would be nice if they could get either the Ohio State win or the Purdue win. They've got Michigan coming to them. It's still there for them. I mean, they could absolutely still make the tournament. It's the second toughest conference in the land. We know this. And there's plenty of games that they can win. And I think 500 in that conference is probably going to get you in this crazy year.
So your toughest conference in the land right now is the Big 12?
Oh, no doubt. I think it's the Big 12 hands down. Only because I think there's more teams in the Big 12 right now that could go to the Final Four. I mean, Baylor, Texas, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, West Virginia, Kansas. There's six teams right there, and you know that Oklahoma State's pretty good too with Cade Cunningham. You know, that's heavy right there. That is heavy wood that the Big 12 can throw at you.
Do you think, seriously, like they just tipped it off, Indiana has the ball in overtime. Do you think they can handle this team for five more minutes in Bloomington and score enough to beat Illinois?
No.
When you go to, let's go back to Disney World for a second. When you go there, they just had the fudge ball, the fart ball up on the rim. It's stuck on the rim, automatic Illinois ball. So when you are there with hot Nicole and you got your swerve on, you're drinking some beers, because you're not exactly, you know, Mr. Friendly's ice cream over here when there's, you know, tons of people and stress. Like, I've been with you in Vegas with when you can't even walk in the MGM and you're just, and you and I are trying to get over to the T-Mobile. You can't even walk and there's all these freaks everywhere and you're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Well,
and
so then, I got somewhere to be. I mean, get out of my way.
I know, mean, but do you get unruly or do you get upset at Disney World in those lines like I do? Yeah. Like, I won't even get in that line. I will not go on Space Mountain and stand in that line for 3 hours because I know I'm going to snap after like an hour, so there's no point in going in it. I used to go there, literally, I couldn't go to Disney World unless I brought a sack and a one-e hitter because I couldn't deal with the stress of the lines and all the people and their smell.
I know. It's not easy.
It's 100 degrees. People have body odor. It's just the worst.
Well, the one thing that we did when we went the last time, and I'm very like, I like to plan a lot out because, look, there's a lot to do there. You're spending a lot of money. You want to try to do as much stuff as you could possibly do. We also went on a week that was very, not a lot of traffic. You know, it wasn't a busy week. We went on a random week in the beginning of October when everybody was at school. So that kind of helps things out too. You know, the place is still packed, but it isn't like going in the middle of the freaking summer, like you said, where there's a billion people there and you're sweating. So I think if you plan accordingly and you do some things the right way, you can make it somewhat enjoyable. And when you don't have kids. So we went without kids, down time of the year, not a billion degrees, and we were able to do it pretty handily. Will that happen next time I go with kids? Probably not. It'll be a disaster.
Probably not. It'll be a disaster. And then you got all their crap with you, like the strollers.
You got to take everything. Well, not only that, but how about going home? I mean, you got to take, you know, the ears and the snow globes and all and everything. You know, you got to bring it all home.
Oh, it's the worst. You need to bring an extra bag just to bring all the crap back. Let me ask you this question. Tyler Toffoli, hear that name, what does it conjure up for you?
I guess he was upset at the Canucks to not re-sign him at the end of the year because he got traded to the Canucks last year, Scotty, and he played with them, in the bubble. And, geez, he must not like him. 8 of his 9 goals against the Canucks. With the
what in the hell? 8 of 9 goals have scored, all of them against Vancouver except one. That is crazy. And they're scoring goals in droves, the Hobbit Fan. Indiana can't do anything right in this overtime. They're down two. They just turned the ball over again for the second straight trip down. First one, Galloway with a charge. The next one, shot, miss, rebound Ball deflects, going out of bounds. Indiana saves it. Leo, the freshman, throws it back on the court. Illinois goes the other way with it. Cockburn's their big center, 6-13 from the floor. But the thing is, he's got 14-10, the double-double. But he is such a monster, and he's dealing right now on them. He missed the shot, but they get the offensive board. Indiana's just giving this game away, giving it away.
You blew it away.
You blew it. Unbelievable. The guy misses the shot. Indiana gets a rebound. They get stripped, stole the ball. Illinois gets the steal, and they got the ball back. Indiana, three mistakes in a row. The charge by Galloway. Deflection going out of bounds. They throw it back inbounds. Illinois goes the other way. Cockburn misses the hook, and Indiana gets the rebound, has the rebound in their hands, steal. They get the ball back on the baseline. And, I mean, that's just the turnover of all turnovers to, you know, end the game. That just ends it right there. You get the ball back. I mean, they can't do anything right. They can't. I mean, they're not even getting a shot off. Galloway's charge. He never got a shot off. He just ran over the guy, stepped on his face. And then the out-of-bounds play, the ball went off the leg or whatever, started going out-of-bounds. He goes to save it, throws it back in, and Illinois gets it, runs the other way. And then Cockburn misses the hook. They get the rebound, steal the ball from Indiana after Indiana gets the rebound. They're doing nothing right whatsoever. In fact, they started the overtime. It was 68 all, remember? Now there's 40 seconds left, and they have not scored 1 point in the overtime. Then again, Illinois only scored 2. So that's crazy enough. But anyway, you were talking about Tyler Toffoli, the guy has 8 goals out of his 9 goals he scored against the Canucks. They beat him again tonight, 5-3. That is insanity. And he had 2 more goals tonight. That is nuts. 8 and 9. I think at one point I sent you one of the goals or something, didn't I? I may have sent one. I sent something because it's so unbelievable that the guy has 8 goals against one team. Because we've been talking about it on our show. Oh, Cockburn with the two-handed flush dunk on a pick-and-roll play. Now they're up 4, Illinois. Remember, the spread was 3.5 for me. I think it went down to 2.5 at game time. So I still had Illinois winning and Indiana covering 3.5. So I need them to score a bucket. Anyway, Toffoli with 2 more tonight. Anderson had 5 and 6 for them. Petrie Dish had a goal, his 5th from Toffoli. I mean, that is crazy what Toffoli's doing. I'll tell you that much. After 2, Oilers up on the Senators 4-1 right now. That game's going on. Draisaitl made it 3-0. He's got 7. What did he do the other night, Carberry? Didn't he have 6 assists in a game?
Yeah, he had 6 points, I believe. Him and McDavid both had, I think McDavid had 5 and he had 6. They're just lighting up Ottawa again. I mean, this is what I was talking about a couple weeks ago when the season started. This is why these guys are going to look, their numbers are going to look so great this year. It's like pond hockey, these Canadian games. Edmonton, Montreal, Toronto, I mean, they're all going to have sick numbers. Because they're just going to pound, you know, the Ottawas. They're going to pound the Vancouvers. And you know, and Edmonton's got no D either. So they're going to play 8-5 games every night. The numbers are going to look so much different in that division compared to everybody else.
Yeah, I think you're right. Indiana got a bucket. They're down 2 with 7 seconds left. Anyway, here's the deal. Ducks lead the Kings 2-1 after 2. Stars beat the Jackets 6-3. I am stunned. They're 5-1-1 now. Pavelski, 2 goals, 2 assists. Jumbo, your boy, with a big game, 4 points. Yep. Ben had a goal and 2 assists as well. And Gurianov, a power play goal. Faxa had a goal. Radulov had a goal. What do you think? Dallas pretty good, Carver High, after they started the season with COVID and they never played a game. They've been kicking everyone's ass.
They have been pretty good. Their power play's been cooking. Pavelski's been unbelievable. I mean, the dude's got 2-3 points every single night. You know, they had a rough weekend with Carolina. They lost both games. They got a point in one of them. But they've won every other game now on the season. including tonight where they whacked Columbus, who hadn't been playing that badly. But Dallas definitely is one of the better teams in that kind of weird Central Division.
And they went to the finals and lost to the Lightning in the bubble. And then the Canes, winners over the Blackhawks in a shootout, 4-3. Blues, 4-3 over the Coyotes. Jets, 3-2 over the Flames. And the Avalanche, 2-1 over the Wild. I just wanted to show you my picks tonight in hockey that I did today on the show on Coast to Coast. Stars I had, Canadians I had, Canes I had, Blues I had, Jets I had, Avs I had, Oilers I have, and the Kings I have. So I'm looking at 8-0 right now in hockey. And then if the Kings come back and win that game, I go 9-0.
I'm on the Kings here tonight too, so we definitely need the Kings to have a, and they've been completely outplayed. They should be down more than one. They were outshot. They've been outshot like 30-9 in this game, but it's 2-1 going to the third. Anything can happen here, and they're wearing some sweet threads, Scotty. The first night that they're wearing these throwback jerseys, these reverse retros.
Oh, I saw those.
It's the old purples, but
Rogie
instead of the crown like they wore, they took the Gretzky logo Kings and put it on the purple and gold. It looks really fresh.
Yeah, I saw it. I liked it. Strong effort by the Kings. Strong effort. So anyway, 73-70 now, Illinois, with 4.5 left. And so I guess he missed one of the free throws. And then Indiana is, I think they Illinois committed a foul, up three. So now Indiana's going to have to go to the line, down three, 4.5 seconds left. Bottom line is, though, kid makes the free throw off the rim. It bounced in. Now they're down two. If he hits this one and they foul and Illinois makes both, they go up three. I still cover with three and a hook. But he missed the second free throw. Nice job. Nice job, moron. Now watch him go down, hit both free throws, and I lose by a hook. Oh, my God. How does he miss the free throw? You're pathetic. I'll tell you how he missed it, because the first one bounced in. He couldn't make the second one. Notre Dame kicked Wake Forest's ass today in South Bend. 69-58. I hit that bet. I was burned by Clemson. I can never get Clemson right, Carver High. I bet on them, I lose. I bet against them, I lose. They're just the team that bites me every time.
They suck. I can't stand them.
They won by 13 over North Carolina. That's embarrassing. Georgia covered for me against Auburn. They beat them 91-86. Marquette won. They didn't cover the 5. They won by 3 over Butler. Ohio covered the 7 against Central Michigan. Blew him out. Let's see if the kid makes a free throw. It makes one. Now they're up 3. He makes this free throw. I lose the bet. Now, most people had 2.5. I got him at 3.5. So I need Indiana to score.
How much time is left? How much time?
There's 2.9 seconds. And remember, they got to go length of the floor.
Yeah,
he made both free throws. They're down 4. I lose the bet. That's unbelievable. How bad do you suck? Shoot the ball, last second bomb. He missed it, air ball. 75-71, overtime, Illinois wins and covers. Archie Miller sucks. I mean, it's unbelievable. I tell you every time, he sucks. All they do is lose. They never win. And when they won against Iowa, the game had to be fixed because Iowa kicked their ass. They're going to play them in Bloomington next. They're going to beat their ass. Eastern Illinois beat Southern Illinois Edwardsville by 9. Miami of Ohio, they were getting 8.5, and they lost by 9 at Kent State. That sucks. Buffalo blew out Ball State by 20. I gave you Maryland tonight, getting 1.5. They beat Purdue by 1 in College Park. Baylor blew out Texas. I'm telling you, Texas is a good basketball team, and Baylor still humiliated them. That's how good Baylor is. They play good teams, and they humiliate them.
Baylor's scary.
Iowa won, but they didn't cover against Michigan State. Did I not say today that they should beat them by 20? They're laying 10 and a hook. It went to 9 and a hook. I said, watch, it'll be a one-point game. Sure enough, they beat them by 6. They covered. Michigan State covered. Meanwhile, they suck. Ole Miss I gave you with the 5. They won against Tennessee outright by 2. West Virginia won by 4. They didn't cover. Toledo and Akron I thought would be a good game. It wasn't. Toledo rocked them. Kansas covered the 18 against Kansas State, 74-51. USC beat Stanford in Palo Alto by 6. I got burned on that one. UNLV did not cover against Nevada. I hit Nevada to win. Dayton lost to Duquesne in Pittsburgh. That's embarrassing. 69-64. Arkansas blew out Mississippi State. I hit that. Florida State BC was postponed. So was Utah-Arizona State. And that BYU-San Diego game was also postponed. Bowling Green, Eastern Michigan, Northern Illinois, Western Michigan also canceled. George Mason, Richmond, all those games were canceled. So there you go. And then tomorrow, at the very least, Kentucky and Missouri, Louisville and Cuse, Nova and St. John's. St. John's been on fire lately. That might end up being a good game. They're getting 9 from Nova.
That'll end tomorrow.
New Mexico. What happened?
That'll end tomorrow.
They're hot streak.
Hey, come on, please. St. John's. I mean, they suck. I don't care how hot they've been. Nova, eat them out. Eat them and spit them out. They're awful, St. John's.
Houston at East Carolina tomorrow. Fordham and UMass. I got like big heavy duty guys telling me Fordham's the play at 14. They're 1-8. They're 1-8. Everybody's telling me take the 14. All the sharps. Bonnie St. Joe's postponed. South Carolina, Florida tomorrow. LSU and Bama could be a really good game down in Tuscaloosa. St. Louis, LaSalle, Seton Hall, and Providence. I would never bet on Seton Hall based on you can't bet on them in New Jersey. It's against the law. VCU and Rhode Island, but I could bet on them in Vegas. VCU and Rhode Island at Rhode Island. There's a couple good ones. VMI and Wofford. East Tennessee and Mercer is going to be a really good game tomorrow. Greensboro and Citadel. Both those teams light it up. Tulane, Wichita State. Central Florida and Memphis. Vandy and A&M, Virginia and NC State, Virginia on the road, Creighton, Georgetown, that could be good, and Oklahoma State, TCU, SMU, Tulsa, all that is tomorrow. And then in terms of the NBA, on Wednesday, I know, God damn, how many times do you think I have to hit the thing? It won't work. What it's telling me is, just stick to hockey. Red Wings Lightning tomorrow night. Bruins Flyers in Philadelphia. That Knights Sharks game.
Light schedule
was canceled.
Tomorrow.
That's a real light schedule. They only got 2 games. So tomorrow you got Wizards Heat, Knicks Bulls, Sixers Hornets, Pacers at Bucks, Mavs at Hawks. Mavs have lost 6 in a row. Clippers Cavs, Rockets at Thunder. Rockets have been playing well. Spurs host the T-Wolves. Suns are in New Orleans. And Celtics Kings. Right now, Celtics up at the end of the third, 86-83 over the Warriors. They'll get a bucket with a second left. It's 86-85 Celtics now. Warriors down 1. So what would a show be if we didn't hear from the GOAT? Tom Brady getting ready for the Super Bowl on Sunday, talking about Bruce Arians. He likes playing for him.
You know, I've heard it quite a few times this year, and that's, you know, referencing BA's approach. And I really love his approach. He's coaches to win. And I don't think there's any fear he has about things not going the right way. I think he has an approach and style, and he wants us to go out there and perform at our best. And he's not going to hold anything back. And if there's an opportunity to take over the game, that's what he's going to do. So, you know, I really enjoyed it, embraced it, and, you know, love going out there, trying to perform for him, perform for this team. And he's done an incredible job for us this year.
Yeah, he's done an incredible job letting Brady do whatever he wants. That's what's going on. And then I like the fact that at least the guy had the stones to ridicule him. To the media and stuff when he didn't like what he was doing. I love that. I still think Reed's a better coach than him, and we'll find out on Sunday. Coming in late here, Nelson Cruz and the Twins, a 1-year deal, $13 million. I tell you what, that guy can swing a baseball bat like nobody's business. Here's the basketball late night. Jazz 94-77 on the Pistons at the start of the fourth. Warriors down 1, start of the fourth to the Celtics in San Fran City. Van Vliet, 54 points tonight. Raptors blow out the Magic in Orlando, 123-108. They went downtown and drank booze all night, apparently, before the game. I'm just kidding. Nets win it 124-120 over the Clippers. Grizzlies, their winning streak ends in Indy, just like I told you that it would on Coast to Coast today. Pacers win it 134-116, and I gave you the Blazers over the Wizards. They win 132-121 in our nation's capital. Great job, Carver. Hi. I'll see you freaks tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern on Sports Grid. Get on the grid. Shake it up. Don't forget, Morenci and I, Sunday, 3 East.